Unit 6. Telescope on the Moon. Scientists and astronomers have longed to create the greatest telescope ever built. They want to build a telescope that could see almost to the beginning of time, to the oldest stars in the universe. They also want to see all the details of space without worrying about the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth's atmosphere can cloud the telescope lens and make it difficult to see space clearly from the Earth. Today, the Hubble telescope, known as the best telescope in the world, is not even on the Earth. It is floating through space around our planet. It can see several billion light years into space. It gives astronomers the clearest picture of the universe that we can get. However, an astronomer named Roger Angel dreams of looking at the stars through a telescope that can see even farther than ever. The telescope Angel is dreaming of would have a mirror 100 meters across. The Hubble has a 2.4-meter mirror. It would be able to see cosmic objects thousands of times farther away than the Hubble. There is one small challenge. Angel wants to build it on the Moon. Because the Moon has such low gravity, it is possible to build a gigantic telescope on it. A low gravity means that the large pieces of the telescope weigh much less on the Moon than on the Earth. Angel also wants to use a liquid mirror instead of a glass one. Liquid mirrors are much cheaper. They only cost 1% of solid mirrors. The liquid mirrors can be built more easily and also collect more light than solid mirrors. The more light a telescope collects, the farther it can see into space. With modern technology, engineers have been able to figure out how to build a gigantic telescope on the Moon. The biggest problem is appealing to financiers to invest in the project. It would cost a fortune to bring everything to the Moon. Still, Angel is convinced that people will be excited about the possibility of seeing new worlds and the galaxies in the most distant parts of space. The last question about this project is, will people be willing to pay millions of dollars to gain new knowledge?